Sportsnet.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's inside hour number two. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. Take control of the show. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
You can download the archives. It's the last 6 days of the show. And they're there in convenient little one-hour packets, so you don't have to get the whole show if you don't want it. If you just want to check out when you called, and you know you called in the second hour, well, you can just download the second hour. But and all of them are labeled as to what we were talking about, and right there for your convenience.
At freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm. Download them on the house. Hey, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Now, we're going to New Hampshire with the Free State Project.
Tra-la!
And one of the reasons we're going is in New Hampshire, zoning is not as much of a problem. There are definitely still zoning laws up there, but there are some areas of the state where there is no zoning at all.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people within the Free State Project are going to be working towards the abolition of zoning in New Hampshire. Because as we're proving tonight, where is this article from anyway, man? Which
James
Saltzman. Mm-hmm. Apparently he's from somewhere special. Maybe probably like a Heritage Foundation or Cato Institute guy or something like that.
I got
that,
it off the internet. I can't remember what site I even got it off of.
Well, he's done.
It's in multiple locations.
Yeah.
It's in on like all the Pro Freedom websites have this article.
Yeah, it's called Houston Says No to Zoning. Apparently, this past year, looks like Houston voted down zoning overwhelmingly. Only 10% of the city's registered voters gave their nod to zoning, meaning that only 10% wanted them. It probably was the richest 10%, I would say. Because zoning, of course, hurts the poor the most. And it's just an asinine idea, the idea that some board full of unelected bureaucrats knows best how to use your property, or knows best what should be sitting next to what, and is going to create rules for it that's going to govern your life and the way you can use your property. It's an insult to me, and it's an insult to the American way of life and the American dream. So we're kind of going through this article here, stopping down, making comments, but if you want to interrupt, if you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to change the topic completely, personal, political, anything goes at 1-800-259-9231. So don't hesitate to take control of this show, because that is the point, after all. And the Houston advantage is private property rights. Houston has many strict ordinances, apparently, so there's still plenty of laws and controls on your property, and that's not good. I don't agree with those. But without zoning, citizens in Houston maintain over their property much of the control that other cities give to local government. Zoning dramatically increases the opportunity for public officials to manipulate private property for maximum political benefit.
Mm.
And impose costs to others at no cost to themselves, writes Thomas Sowell. Under zoning, local goods and services reflect regulatory costs Houstonians avoid. So the more regulatory costs, the harder it is to run businesses, the more you have to charge for your product, inflation results from that, and
we pay for it.
A bad, bad time in the economy. One such good is housing. Without zoning, Houston ranks consistently as the leader among major American cities for housing affordability. It is more, according to Houston economist at the University of Houston, Barton Smith, he says this, it's more affordable here than any other large city in the nation. And Houston is the number 7 market in the nation. It's huge. It's big. And they don't have zoning. And it works, because the free market is in control. Free market to some people is a scary thing.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't be.
It's chaos.
It's not. It's controlled.
It's more orderly.
Yes. That's where I was going to go.
It's more orderly than zoning rules, because, in fact, everybody believes that, humans believe that there has to be a central command for things to work properly, because, you know, that's how families are oriented, businesses are oriented, governments are oriented. There's a guy at the top. He tells all the little people down. But in fact, it's more, there's an immense amount of order in bee swarms. You can see them, like, tumbling in on top of these. Little animals, they're just dumb little animals.
They're not crashing into each other.
They have that swarm mentality. Mm-hmm. Ants. How do they get anything done? They're just little dumb insects. How do they get anything done? But in fact, there's order in these things.
It's a natural order.
It is, absolutely.
It's an order that comes from individuals making individual decisions millions of times. Every second, the free market, and we don't have one in this country. We have a semi-free market. We have a heavily regulated market.
We're number 12 on the Heritage Foundation's list of...
Most economically free countries.
Most economically free countries, yep.
And so the free market, in case you've never tried to conceptualize this before, it's amazing once you think about it. And it's no wonder why so many miracles come from the free market. I mean, if you think about it, the idea that you can go to a little box in your house and open it up and have cold air pour out of it and get ice from it, that's miraculous. I mean, if it was 1800, you would think that that is a work of Christ or something like that.
Well,
as a matter of fact, it's a work of the free market. It's a work of competition. It's a work of consumer demand and somebody supplying that consumer demand. And what is the free market? It's nothing more than millions of people making millions of decisions every second. Right now, as we're speaking, there are people out there shopping at Walmart, shopping at all kinds of different stores, buying things. People are making things for people to buy. And each one of them is doing it for their own reasons. That's the free market in action, and it creates some amazing, amazing things. Anyway, according to this economist at the University of Houston, one reason for the affordability of Houston is its lack of zoning. And a federal report in 1991 cited zoning as the leading cause for the shortage of affordable housing in America.
Hmm.
Zoning is the leading cause for the shortage of affordable housing in America. So how is it that zoning pushes up the cost of housing? Well, the proposed Houston zoning plan showed how. Because, again, Houston's zoning bureaucrat types that want to get a zoning board going there, they really want to get it started in Houston, were trying in 2004, and they got shot down big time by the voters. But their plan was this. It contained density controls that would have forced higher rents for many new apartments and higher prices for many new townhouses, meaning that if you wanted to build a townhouse complex or an apartment complex, because of the zoning controls, because of the density controls, you couldn't have two buildings too close to one another. So you had to spread it out, which means that they would have to buy more land, which means that they would not be able to use the land as effectively because they have to follow the zoning bureaucrats' regulations. And if you can't build as much, you know, as many apartments as you want to, then you have to probably charge more for them.
Yeah.
In one case, a planning commissioner effectively froze the renovation of a low-income apartment building by having it zoned into a district just for single-family homes. In this way, the structure became a non-conforming use, discouraging lenders from risking money on the project. In the long run, zoning increases the cost of housing by restricting its supply, and ironically, zoning makes such a bad policy a predictable choice for municipal authorities because they're sensitive to the desire of politically influential homeowners to limit development near their neighborhoods. Did you catch that?
Yes.
The politically connected homeowners that have their spiffy little houses near their deed-restricted neighborhoods, they don't want those low-income folks moving in nearby.
Sure.
And so they lobby for zoning restrictions like this.
Sure.
That's why I suggested that the 10% of people who voted for zoning were the 10% most rich in Houston.
Well, what if you want to be part of the 10% most rich in a community? Should you want zoning then?
No, absolutely not. These
why
are
not?
People that are of the mindset that they have to guard their wealth, that they have to somehow use the government.
I think everybody feels like they need to guard their wealth, though.
But they are the ones who feel that they should use the government to guard their wealth, that they need to pass laws so that nobody else can come in on their property and nobody else can, you know, move on in on their territory, so to speak. They're the worst kind of rich people. Now, the good kinds are the ones that take their money, turn it around, and invest it in a low-income housing project, give other people the place to live, and in turn, make themselves some extra money. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, 800-259-9231. You take control, bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, Dan. 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, don't forget you can log on, get interactive with us on the website, and join the bulletin board system. Registration is quick, it's easy, it's painless, and then you'll join the hundreds of other users that we have there, the thousands of posts that you can look through. And if you don't want to register, you just want to post something randomly and anonymously, we actually have a forum that allows any anonymous coward to come in and post in. So,
but we don't use the emails for evil means?
No, absolutely not. Your information, your private information...
Because there's only 250 of them. What are you going to do? Sell them at a penny a piece for $2.50 to somebody?
Nobody cares, people. Yeah, so you don't have to be worried about us giving out your private information or anything like that. We just want to have you on our bulletin board system so you can get interactive with us and the rest of the listenership. It's all online and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Tonight we've kind of been singularly focused on one topic, and that is zoning. I mean,
an important one.
It is an important one. I've made the case before against zoning, but I only have made it on principle because, well, I have a basic principle that drives all of my political beliefs, and that is that force is really bad. It's really mean for you to point guns at people and try to get them, you know, force them to do what you want them to do. So any sort of situation that involves force, I'm against. And zoning most definitely qualifies for that.
One of them, huh?
It is the government telling you, you're going to do this and this and this with your property, or we're going to put you in jail. And if you don't want to come to jail, we're going to kill you.
Well, I don't think that zoning so much has, they're more likely to just take your property away from you.
Well, and if you don't want to let them take the property away from you, they're going to kill you.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right.
Right. So I don't like that. It just seems kind of mean to me. And so that's why I'm against zoning. But now I've actually got reasons. I mean, I've actually got hard evidence here. I'd always known that Houston was a city that didn't have zoning in it, but I'd never really done much more research than just knowing that general fact. Well, now we know exactly how it works and why it works so much better, why the free market works so much better than areas with zoning. And here's one really important area, I think, especially for low-income people. In unzoned Houston, home businesses, by the way, feel free to interrupt and change the topic at any time at 1-800-259-9231. But this is really important to me because I know a lot of people who aren't necessarily on the upper rungs of the economic ladder would like to run a business out of their home without any sort of restriction. And zoning really gets in the way of a lot of those people. Well, in Houston, where there is no zoning in most places, home businesses are common. And as a matter of fact, they operate relatively freely wherever they're not prohibited by deed restrictions.
Of course.
But the zoning plan had a different approach. Again, this is the plan that Houston bureaucrats were proposing for the city, which the residents overwhelmingly disposed of. No employees on site except residents. No signs. No parking spaces for customers. No external evidence of commercial activity. For Houstonians, a taste of the regulation plaguing home businesses in 90% of American cities. And the Houston Homeowners Association, a leading pro-zoning interest, assured its members that there was no reason why home business standards have to be limited to these prohibitions, which of course means that more rules could be added later. And if you know anything about the way government works...
Yes, it's always a little more and a little more, because the more they regulate your behavior, the more control they have, the more power they have,
exactly.
The more money they can make on silly little fees and stuff.
It always starts small, and it seems reasonable to some people. But then when different people get in control, it just goes crazy.
Yeah.
The governments grow out of control, which is why they need to be heavily restricted. If there need to be restrictions in this country, it needs to be on government
growth.
Zoning, that's smart growth. Zoning would have created undue hardship for many entrepreneurs. For example, one single mother had started a telephone answering service in her own home.
Good idea.
Hiring other women from the neighborhood for help. What better? Well, I mean, that's an awesome idea, especially considering a lot of women are stay-at-home moms.
Mm-hmm.
And
they can all get together and watch their kids at the same time.
And answer phones.
Yep.
And make money.
Yep.
It's great. Zoning, of course, would have forced her to fire her employees.
Yep.
Or to rent office space. Now, what would that do to her business? You know, if she's
destroy
just
it.
Cutting it. If she's just making enough money to pay the bills and to pay her employees and have just a little bit extra to put towards her mortgage every month.
Destroyed.
How the hell are you going to pay
and
rent
all those
on
women,
an office building?
All those women, then they'll either have to go home and not make any more money and watch their kids, or they'll have to pay somebody to watch their kids and go on out in the workforce.
Exactly. So it destroys the wealth. The zoning would destroy the wealth that this woman created.
What it continues to do is let the fat cats, you know, that top 10% make the money and keep this gal out of, you know,
the ones that already own the answering services in the legitimate areas of town.
I'm sure there was some guy who owned an answering service that pushed this whole issue in the first place.
She might have applied for an exemption and prayed that her aspirations suited her neighbors and city officials. This scenario, again, that's bowing down in front of the zoning board and saying, oh, please grant me an exemption. That's pathetic, and nobody should have to do that. We're sovereign individuals, and we deserve control over our own property. This scenario offends the principle that the opportunity to use private property for employment is a right, not just a favor granted on you by the local government. The greatest beneficiaries of Houston's...
Well, the Pursuit of Happiness Clause in the Declaration of Independence is really about property. I mean, that's what the issue of it was originally intended. And the more zoning there is, the less you own your property.
That's right. The greatest beneficiaries of Houston's abstention from zoning are not the rich, greedy developers, as zoning proponents would claim. Big developers in zoned areas enjoy the reduced competition brought by zoning and can afford the lawyers and other consultants needed to acquire variances from zoning rules.
The point we just made.
As usual, the rich create the laws to keep the poor man down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to classify all rich as that way. Because I think if I was to become rich, I would have a real appreciation for that process. And so I don't think it's fair to malign all rich people like this. But it's the rich, politically connected, powermonger ones that are doing this. The ones that want to control their industries and want to be the only dogs in town.
Yep.
It's un-American. Those who have the most to gain from the free exercise of rights to private property are the unemployed and the poor, those who can least afford the costs of regulation, which is why they keep making it harder. These people that have been in business for a long time, they don't want competition from the little guy. They don't want those brown people starting their own businesses and possibly getting into getting into their industry and offering the same product or same service from out of their house at half of the price.
Right.
If this really is a free country and this really is America, the land of the free, then they absolutely should be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And you should have to deal with it, you existing business owners. You should learn to deal with it. Cut your costs. Do whatever you have to do to be competitive. Because if you can't, it just shows you deserve to die.
Well,
your business. Right.
Well, that's how the free market works.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to work.
But if you let it work. Examples occurred during the 1980s when Houston lost 250,000 jobs during the oil crash. As one Houston reporter recalls, because there were a handful of neighborhoods where there were no significant barriers to home business, the bust became an opportunity instead of devastation.
Hmm.
Time and time again, I saw the unemployed become entrepreneurs. Time and time again, in Houston's Hispanic neighborhoods, entrepreneurs also emerge from their homes.
Yeah.
Affordable housing near retail services, not home businesses, unhindered by excessive regulation, these are the blessings, not cancers, of a city in which the people determine the use of their property. The most American city in the nation absolutely is Houston. And there's a little bit more. We're going to come back with it. 800-259.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, talking about an issue that, well, most people take for granted. Most people in this country, I mean, 90% of America is under zoning regulations, zoning laws and rules, and we all kind of just grow up with them and we make the assumption that it's necessary.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's absolutely not. In fact, as we're proving here from Houston, a city, one of the biggest cities in the country, Houston has no zoning laws. They've never had zoning laws, apparently. And it works. The free market is really an amazing thing. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on and get interactive with us. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We got a brand new Shriner. We're not sure if she's real. You can log on and vote and tell us if you think she's actually real. I don't think she is. But log on at freetalklive.com. Check out her picture. And ladies, if you are listening to the show and you want to be included on the Shrine, go ahead and take a picture of yourself holding up a sign of some sort that says Free Talk Live on it. Preferably a handwritten sign, because that's our newest problem with our newest Shriner. It looks like she's faking it. Well, you'll just have to go on and see for yourself and make your own decision. But then you'll be a validated Shriner if you email that picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl.
I don't know what her penchant is for taking pictures of their clothes off.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, it's not typical for our Shriners. 90% of our Shriners have their clothes on.
Yes. I imagine they didn't even imagine taking their clothes off.
Those that don't are covered up, so there's no need to censor. They've already been censored, so you can check it out online at freetalklive.com. So the Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, talking, going back to zoning and mm-hmm. Houston again. If this bores the tears out of you, call in and change the topic at 1-800-259-9231. I think it's interesting because it's something that nobody talks about.
Right.
As I said before, it's something that everybody takes for granted. And one of the biggest negatives to zoning is the fact that it prevents the poor. It prevents the poor blacks, poor whites, poor... It discriminates against no color. It's just discriminating against poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Because poor people are usually on the lower end of the economic ladder, and they have the toughest time getting by. They're just barely probably making the rent payments, or maybe barely making the mortgage payments, and barely scraping by enough to buy food for their families. So it's nice that they can work from out of their home and not have to worry about certain costs that are incurred. But zoning prevents most of that in most cities.
You know, appealing to my sense of fairness is great and everything, but really what I want you to do is appeal to my sense of greed. What's important to me is not how it is in the poor neighborhoods. What's important to me is how it is in the middle-class neighborhoods. Why do I not want zoning? Go ahead.
Well, for the same reason. I mean, I think there's plenty of middle-class people that would want to be able to work out of their homes. They mentioned a woman earlier who created a telephone answering service in her house,
mm-hmm.
and if zoning was in effect, she'd have been put out of business.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have been, well, she would have been forced to move to an office park or something like that, where she'd have to pay rent on top of the mortgage that she was already paying.
Right.
And the women that she was employing, probably middle-class women, or middle- and lower-class women, would have been out of jobs. So zoning really hurts the economy instead of helping it. If anything, the presence of zoning, not the lack of it, can be cancerous to an old neighborhood. Real estate economist Jack Harris explains that, quote, zoning causes problems in transitional neighborhoods. Although the market may indicate the need for change in land use, zoning attempts to prohibit change. Harris is saying, well, this has to be this way. I mean, this is zoned for commercial. We can't change it. That's basically what, you know, what zoning boards will say, even though the market is demanding other things.
Well, they probably won't change it, but they probably will change it or whatever. It's just that it's going to cost you money.
Getting that
variance is going to cost you several
$1,000s. If you're connected enough and rich enough to be able to afford a lawyer and be able to know what the hell you're doing when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where the hell do you start? I mean, if you're somebody like me who's clueless about that kind of a process, it not only does it consume your money, but it also consumes your precious, precious time. And if you're poor or middle class, you're probably busting your ass working for a living, and you don't have time to take, you know, a few days off to go research zoning and try to get a variance. Anyway, Harris is saying that the market is smarter than the bureaucrats and politicians. Well, no duh. Unfettered by the realities of the marketplace, they may attempt to improve or preserve a neighborhood by zoning out most businesses and apartments as if declining communities can be economically revived just by legislating non-existent demand for single-family homes. A free market in land use does not guarantee neighborhood revitalization, but letting people decide what to do with their property can assist the recycling of land, especially when commercial or multifamily construction may capture the only viability a neighborhood has. In the end, zoning restrictions only inspire their circumvention. That's a key point that anybody who wants to understand government and the way it doesn't work needs to understand. Force always just creates... the use of force against an individual, you know, if you're pressing down on a pile of salt with your thumb, you know, that salt is just going to spread out and it's going to go out from underneath your thumb for the most part. It's going to get out of the way.
Okay.
People that are being forced, you push against somebody, they're going to want to try and move out of the way to avoid your force, right?
Or push back.
In the same way, or push back. So that's violence either begets violence, or in this case, force begets people trying to figure out how the hell to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
People how to avoid it. Well, that's why so many people are trying to figure out how to dodge taxes, et cetera, because they want to get away from the force.
Any chance I get.
A speculator, here's how when it comes to land use. A speculator will purchase tightly zoned properties for their artificially deflated price and then turn a hefty profit by negotiating with the proper officials for a less restrictive classification.
Everybody, yeah, that's done in every city in America.
Such a scheme favors those with political clout connections. At least without zoning, larger benefits go to the original property owners who can sell their land at its actual market price.
The people that deserve it.
Either way, market forces prevail. Zoning just slows them down and makes them costlier. But zoning makes intolerance less costly. Some pro-zoners demanded the separation of houses from low-income apartments. Here's something they said. These ramshackle complexes contain hundreds of people of minimal education and economic attainment, with value systems completely foreign to the majority of homeowners. We're so much better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Complained the vice president of the Committee to Zone the City in the August of 1990. In other words, it's not just the wrong kind of land uses that are incompatible with homes, but it's the wrong kind of people as well. Politics is most certainly personal.
Mm-hmm.
Such efforts to exclude the poor cannot prevail where the property rights of landlords and developers are secure. Talk about pathetic. This son of a bitch, this asshole on the committee to zone the city, basically doesn't like poor people. I mean, he's just an asshole.
Well, I don't care whether or not he likes poor people. I certainly don't want to live in the same neighborhoods as them, though. I mean, I don't want my house brought down by somebody else's, you know?
So don't buy a house there. And that's a choice you have to make, and you live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, so you've made that choice. And, of course, if it wasn't for zoning, poor neighborhoods wouldn't be as poor. They'd be able to create wealth for themselves, and they'd be able to raise themselves out of the economic strata that they're forced into by people like this Jack Ball. 1-800-259-9231, it is these restrictions that strangle our economy, and he would be richer if he'd let them have the opportunities they deserve. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great. And just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants. It's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons. And I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe. It's natural. It's healthy. And it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here live. It's Saturday night, the Saturday night edition of the show, here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Just a few more moments for you to slip your calls in. We just must be riveting tonight, Manwich.
Well, there's not much you can comment on this. I mean,
if you're a pro-zoning person, we'd love to hear from you. If you think zoning's a great idea, call in, 1-800-259-9231. It seems like the people who are anti our positions, unless it's the immigration issue, we have no problem getting calls on the immigration issue.
Yeah.
But whenever it's the war on drugs, in this case it's zoning.
The war on your property.
The war on your property. The advocates for these things, they just don't get on the phones.
No.
If you like zoning...
Their positions are indefensible.
Well, they must be able, they think they can defend their positions. They get in the public and talk to the press about it, but I guess that's because the press doesn't ask any tough questions.
You know, I mean, they just
take quotes.
Mindless.
Right? So we're going to ask you tough questions. We're going to get you to do a little bit of critical thinking. We're going to get you maybe to even question your own positions. But we're not going to treat you unfairly. We're not going to insult you and disconnect the phone call and then talk bad about you after you're off the air. That's just not how we play this game. Anything goes on the show. You can even change the topic. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also log on. Grab the updates at freetalklive.com. They're quick to sign up, just a couple minutes. You don't have to give very much personal information. And then from that point on, you will receive any news about the show, whether it's a new market we're expanding into, anything that you need to know formatically with the show, show co-host changes or something like that, and any announcements will go out to you directly, and you'll be the first to know about it. So it's the way to be keyed in to the latest on Free Talk Live, and you can get those for free at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking for pretty much the entire show about zoning, and it's something we've addressed before on the show a few times, but never in this much depth. And we don't always get in-depth on issues on this show, but the information is just so good here, and it's very, very well documented. We're reading it from an article called Houston Says No to Zoning.
And you'll be able to check out that article tonight after the show on the BBS. So all you have to do is log on to freetalklive.com, click on the BBS. If you haven't signed in before, you'll have to sign in and give your email address so we know you're a real person, then you'll be able to read it. Right.
That's
there.
Right. Exactly. By the way, one more paragraph here. Morale costs zoning. Wait, moral costs zoning. I don't know what that means. Moral costs zoning makes business activities and housing more expensive. But the greater cost of zoning is morale. In essence, zoning grants a cadre of public officials and favored private citizens, those ones with connections, the free exercise of state power to force their designs on the use of someone else's property. This process trivializes the individual's basic right to self-determination. By voting down zoning, Houstonians have strengthened their claim to that right, which would seem to me to be an inherent right living in a free nation, or a so-called free nation. So, if you've got zoning in your city, maybe you should do something about it. Maybe you should get active. Maybe create an anti-zoning board or something like that.
Well,
on the Libertarian Party.
What a lot of people don't see as far as zoning goes is that, oh my God, if we didn't have zoning, it'd be terrible. The fact is, if you want zoning in your neighborhood, you can do it. Just buy into a neighborhood that has deed restrictions.
Yeah.
Then that's where I live.
And one of the things that it mentions in this article at one point, which we glossed over, is one of the big arguments from the proponents of zoning is that, well, okay, all right, deed restrictions are fine and dandy. But what about outside of the walls of the neighborhood? What if the junkyards buy that property up? Well, all you have to do is just buy that property, too. I mean, if you want a buffer, if you're that concerned about it and you don't believe in the free market, then buy a whole bunch of property on the outside of your neighborhood.
Nobody will do that, and that's kind of silly. But at the same time, no junkyard is going to do that.
No junkyard is going to buy
expensive residential land.
Next door to a gated community.
Right, when they could buy, you know, cheap land next to a small, light industrial or outside of the city limits. You know, out in rural, that's the kind of land the junkyards buy.
Yeah.
Because you can't afford it. It doesn't make any sense.
Lots
in my neighborhood are $50,000 apiece. Do you think they can afford to build a junkyard there?
The claims that these people make, these pro-zoning people make, are just as paranoid as some of the claims that we hear from the tinfoil hat crowd. You know? They really are. They're just excuses that sound all crazy, that sound somewhat plausible, that make it so some people will say, well, maybe there is a point to all this zoning. No. The point is control. The point is them being able to tell you what to do with your property. And that is an outrage. That is patently un-American. And as you were saying, we all should be able to pursue happiness. And if I can't do what I want with what I allegedly own, Ian ain't a happy man. So
it's not the way it should be. That's for sure.
So there you go.
So I'm converted at this point. I pretty much say that I think that the market can handle zoning on its own.
You're damn right. It can, and it always. We want to give it the opportunity to, and I think one of the only ways that we're going to be able to do that is to be a part of the Free State Project. It's a great tie-in, a great opportunity to tie that in, because there are going to be 20,000 people who feel as though we do. Most of them, I would say, probably are not in favor of zoning. As a matter of fact, right now up in New Hampshire, there is a case that has a lot to do with zoning. And we reported on it a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be following up on it next week, because what is going on is a town called Hampton, a very small town, 10,000 people live there. A couple of women built an apartment inside their home. And the local zoning bureaucrat is throwing them out of their house as a result of it and fining them over $180,000. We'll tell you a little bit more about that and what's going on next week. And we're going to report on that next week as well. But that's all coming up. Unless you want to call in and take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The remaining moments of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything. And we'll sneak your call in here in the last few moments. We've been talking about zoning, but also, don't forget, in the meantime, you can also log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
That's right. You can get the archives. It's the last 6 days of the show right there on the internet in MP3 format, 1 hour little nuggets that are labeled conveniently for you. You can download them, put them in your MP3 player, burn them onto a CD, listen to them on your computer, put them on your iPod, put them in your car stereo.
Give them to your friends, etc. So log on at Free Talk Live.
Like trading cards.
Yeah. Log on at Free, since they're not really worth anything. Log on at freetalklive.com. Again, chime in, 1-800-259-9231. Still looking for someone who likes zoning. Someone who is in support of zoning, go ahead, dial us up. And if you're too afraid to dial in right now, I mean, it wouldn't be the best conversation because we only have a couple minutes left. Call in Monday night. Anytime when you can rile up a few facts, you know, if you have any. If you're not pulling it out straight out of your ass. Yeah, I'm absolutely interested in hearing some opposition and tearing you up. 1-800-259-9231. So I think that if you're living in a city where there is zoning, you need to just abolish it completely. You just need to get rid of it.
Well, I think that if it would seem like you could get the ball rolling and Houston can show, look, there's no zoning here, we're doing fine. Wouldn't you think that it would kind of spread out, you know, a little bit at a time? I kind of believe in that stuff.
You're kind of like the incrementalist when it comes to spreading freedom, and I think that what you're missing is if you were to get the right people in office that would have this kind of mindset of, you know what, even if they were your mindset of, let's do this incrementally, let's get rid of zoning, or let's get rid of the war on drugs, or whatever the issue is, then that shows that the people have had a major change in paradigm. I mean, their paradigm has shifted from, let's vote for the same old, Republicans and Democrats get more big government, to, we're going to vote for small government libertarians, or small government, whoever it is that they voted for. So the voters would have had a paradigm shift in order for those people who could make those changes to get into office. If that was the case, then there's no reason why you couldn't do a whole lot at once.
Okay.
So there you go. Oh, by the way, I mentioned to you that the Hampton, we kind of started that, didn't finish it.
Right.
Hampton, New Hampshire, there are women who built an apartment in their house. There's a 96-year-old woman who's living there. The point was so she could stay there instead of having to go to a nursing home. It's their family decision, you would say.
Sure.
Well, apparently somebody ratted them out.
Yeah.
And so the local, the cops showed up one day, did like a raid basically on their house. They didn't bust the door down or anything like that. But it's got to be a little unsettling to have the cops come in and start inspecting your house and then hand you a $180,000 fine.
Oh, yeah.
$250 for every day since they'd originally applied for their permit to make changes to their house. They didn't do everything the way the city wanted them to. And so now they're in big, big trouble over it. Well, luckily, the Free Staters are already on action. I mean, they're already, the people in New Hampshire that are pro-liberty are going to be having a protest on Tuesday morning, because that's when the hearing is scheduled for these women at the courthouse there in Hampton. They're going to have a protest outside of that. I'm expecting that we're going to hear from one of them during our show later on. I mean, obviously, we're on from 7 to 10 at night. They're going to be doing the protest in the morning. But I'm expecting to hear what happened, because I'm sure it's going to be interesting. These people are going to show them what's for, I think, and show them that the freedom presence in New Hampshire is there, it's strong, and it's loud, and it's only going to be getting stronger because of the Free State Project. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going to be back Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, log on and get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you Monday. If you're tired...